I knew nothing about the new Waco High. I only knew that the Jefferson Moore School was going to be built. And my first knowledge of the new Waco High School was when they decided they didn't have enough money and they had to have another bond voted on. And this is when I found out about it. There would be $2 million schools. And this is when my real concern came about, because I thought it was going to be a centrally located school where it would be fully integrated. But after they decided on two, I'm quite sure that this planning had been done a long time ago and several years ago. But I'm not sure which administration is responsible for it. But I do know it goes back as far as, say, 5 or 6 years at least. And it was very shocking to me to see that Moore High was just going to be another Moore High moved up the river a few blocks.
Wow.
And it was very, very difficult thing to accept, because I had seen the deteriorating situation of Old Moore, and I had gone to school there, and I know what happens to black schools when they're left alone and nobody turns to give a look at them, and they didn't, and they're not going to do it in this case. And if something is not done, I do think that there are more court orders involved here. There, as a matter of fact, I have met with an attorney from the NAACP legal fund, Inc. fund, they call it, and a number of us have submitted our children as plaintiffs still in the Waco school fight, so it's not over yet.